RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
It's Monday morning, and joining us now on the program, Carolyn Young, who is the Chief Executive of Retail NZ, to talk about the impact of Wellington's long-term plan on retailers. And Carolyn as well. This morning, Carolyn. Hope you had a good weekend.
Yeah, morena.
Good. Okay, so let's establish this. What sort of impact has this long-term plan, thinking mainly of the Golden Mile, et cetera, but also the cycleways, actually had on retailers? We've heard anecdotals all over the place, but what's your assessment?
Well, it's had a significant impact on retailers, with businesses closing and reporting significant downturns and you know, really difficult to remain trading in the current environment when there's so much disruption around the city where they're placed.
Yeah, but anyone could have foreseen that. It's amazing that it went ahead anyway, like it has. Am I reasonable to speculate on that or to wonder about that?
Well, it's been difficult to have the City Council really listen and adjust their planning to the feedback that they've received. It does feel, when you speak to all of the retailers, it does feel that the Council have just proceeded on anyway. Whilst they've talked about consultation and talking with businesses, they haven't ever adjusted any of their plans around what they were going to do. And certainly if you look at the current situation and the potential of starting in Courtenay Place early next year, we certainly hope that they take a moment to pause and reflect around what would be the right thing to do right now. Obviously, the city doesn't have any money, and I wouldn't think that that would be the key priority of things that they want to start doing, is, you know, spending 2 or 3 years digging up Courtenay Place. Hospitality is super struggling, just like retail right at the moment, and, you know, further disruption, we'll just see further closures.
What are retailers actually saying to you, amongst themselves as well, about the Golden Mile? Do they want it even?
The retailers themselves, generally speaking, don't want the Golden Mile as it stands. You're always going to want the city to look beautiful and have easy access, but you need to really consider how you do that in a way in which you get people into the city and it supports businesses and it's not done to the detriment of businesses.
Who do you think the folk at the council have been listening to? Not the retailers, obviously. Cyclists, right? Or greenies?
Well, I wouldn't say cyclists, Paul. I'm a cyclist myself, and I don't think that the cycle lanes are great. So, and most people that I know that cycle, you know, maybe minus the commuters, aren't great fans of the cycleways. But I actually, I know that the council have looked overseas to what cities have done overseas. The challenge is that Wellington's a small city. It's really compact. There's, you know, 250,000 people live in Wellington. We really need to get a comparison of another city of our size, not looking at cities that, you know, have, you know, millions of people in them, because population density makes a big difference in how things play out. So really thinking about, you know, the topography of Wellington and the size of Wellington, what is it that we need to do for a city the size of Wellington, which is quite small?
Okay, look, I didn't mean to disparage all cyclists.
I'm not disparaged. I'm just saying that lots of cyclists don't like the cycleways either, because actually it's made a lot of motorists more aggressive, and so it's actually feels more dangerous when you are on the road when you're cycling, because they're so annoyed with cyclists in general because they think it's their fault that we've got all of these disruptions and these cycleways.
I was going to say then, modify by saying cyclists have been used to push a particular – it's not about cycleways, is it? It's a political move to stick it in our face, is how I feel. So I don't blame the cyclists, but you as a cyclist, Carolyn, you've been used, I think.
Yeah, look, it's a really difficult space. You know, there's a couple of, if I look at the Old Hutt Road and the pathway that's along the Old Hutt Road, it's a really sensible cycleway, and it's used significantly. Even in winter, there's, you know, on average probably 1,200 people use that every day. So it's a really good use of a cycleway. But then when you get down to Thorndon Quay, it's just a schmozzle, to be perfectly honest. Once they had moved the car parks to parallel parking, it actually took away all of the risk that there was as a cyclist because there was plenty of room. It was also a clear way during peak time, so there shouldn't have been anyone parked along there, so it made it really safe. And now you've got businesses that are closing along Thorndon while they continue the disruption. It feels like they've got probably another year of disruption. It's a, you know, they're a long way from finishing. And, you know, it's, I don't know if the council has learnt from the mistakes that they've made along Thorndon and how they're going to apply those learnings into other areas of business that they're doing.
I know the cycleway you're talking along the Hub Road. I used to run it so many times. And you know what? They couldn't even pull their finger out to complete it at the Petone end. They do all of this stuff, but that would have been the most sensible thing to do. It still cuts off. It still forces, as I understand it, because I was there a week or so ago, drove past there, people to go out into the lane of traffic. So what's going on? You know, who's thinking? It's not straight thinking, is it?
Well, they're spending something like $47 million on a pathway between Petone and Kaiwharawhara to support pedestrian and cyclists off the motorway.
They don't need to do that, do they? They just need to put a little bit in. It's wide enough. I know, I've run it. I've negotiated with cyclists along there. They don't need to do much more to it. Maybe sweep it up every now and then because nuts and bolts and bits of cars fall on it, but that's about it.
Yes, well, the pathway as it stands at the moment on the side of the motorway, as you say, does need, for a cyclist, does need regular cleaning because there is a lot of material that gets pushed out there from the motorway and you end up with flat tyres, so a lot of people don't use it.
Yeah, I know. Okay. All right, so the retailers have been affected, Thorndon Key I'm thinking of, but there are others. Do you think they're, you know, morally, I guess, is there any, would it be right to compensate them for destroying their frickin' business?
Well, the council do have a compensation plan. It's a small plan and it's around $1,500 per business. And they have made some slight adjustments from feedback they received from ourselves. It's, you know, it's not going to save a business. You know, we know Bordeaux Bakery is already closed and we know there's limitations on who can apply for that funding. So it's very tricky. You know, $1,500 compensation for, you know, over a year's disruption to your trade is not going to, you know, is not adequate compensation. And so you can't really even call it that. It's just a donation, really, isn't it?
Well, but what do you think? I mean, is it fair enough if the council comes along and in their stupidity destroys your business? Now, was Bordeaux, was that running close to the line anyway? Or because, I mean, that's been there as long as I can ever remember. And
yeah, they were there about 30 years. Obviously, they had a couple of other locations in the city as well, on the terrace and I think in Featherston Street. Look, I don't know the ins and outs and how tightly things were trading at that point anyway, but certainly from their perspective, the disruption in the road cones down Thorndon didn't help because that would have been their key site. Obviously, that's where they were doing all the baking, but it was also the largest site that they had. So when you haven't got an ability to park anywhere in that area, you're definitely going to lose sales.
But anyone could have told the council that if they went ahead and they, it looks like, destroyed a business. So you just can't go around doing that, can you?
It's very tricky, right? And their analysis around how businesses are doing versus the reality of how they are doing is not aligned. And this is the length of time that it's taking to do that work, and we're just going to continue to see a lot more. There's only small portions of Thorndon that have been finished, so it's going to take quite some time, and I'm not quite sure how businesses will survive down there.
This is all for a cycleway, isn't it?
It is for a cycleway, and in theory, to support the buses going in through there. So it's a lot of money and a lot of disruption when all of those businesses down Thorndon are the sort of businesses that you need to be able to drive to and park and go and visit. They're not, you're not going to walk from you know, Lambton Quay down to the bottom of Thorndon Quay to Eyeride or Bedpost. You know, that's it's quite a hike to do that, and there's no cover when it's raining or if it's windy. So it is the sort of area where people generally take their car and park.
But I can't think of a more constrained, because I went through there a few weeks ago just to see where they were up to. And, you know, it's more narrow than ever for buses. I've been through there in buses ever since I was a boy. Never been a problem. Never been a problem. Now you get two buses coming at each other. The whole road is, it's tight as. It's crazy.
Yeah, and it's obviously tight because they're in the middle of the roadworks, and so we hope it will be better once everything's finished. But it doesn't feel like it needed such a big overhaul for it to work efficiently. So pretty disappointing.
Okay, I see unemployment's gone up nearly 5%. We know about the public servants working at home, though that's, you know, there's pressure to go back into the offices. What is the, let's just focus on Wellington, because kind of what we're talking about, and I think you're in Wellington. What is the state of retail now in Wellington? How many more businesses are likely to, iconic ones, let's say, to Wellingtonians anyway, are likely to go out of business because of this amateur hour, it seems, at the council?
Well, it's difficult, isn't it? Because right now the economy, you know, we're on the cusp of recovery. As you mentioned, unemployment is still high. There's lots of restructures and redundancies in Wellington itself. So consumer confidence is also holding back success of businesses. So that's one factor. And then there's the uncertainty of how you know, the golden mile might play out, and businesses are making decisions around whether they continue to stay open in their current location or not when leases are up for renewal because of that uncertainty. So what we really want to do is remove the uncertainty and have clarity around how things are going to look for the future and how the City Council will support a positive and energised business community.
So you would support, hey, just pause this long-term planning approach to the Golden Mile? So,
absolutely.
Yep, all right. And what about the Observer at the WCC? Do you think that was timely?
Well, if they can't find a way forward, certainly, you know, having someone come in and clearly observing what they're doing and how they're making their decisions would give consumers more confidence. So let's see how we move forward.
All right, Carolyn Young, Retail NZ. Thanks for coming on this morning, Carolyn.
No problem. Have a great day. Cheers.
Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.